Yeah, and we're back.
Girl, you connected too many people.
With another episode of Daddy's Issues.
We didn't do it the last episode.
We didn't do it the last couple episodes.
Okay. So things are making sense now, but okay.
It's adding up?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what just added up, but.
Just from No, I'm catching up in real time from the last week.
Oh, episode. Okay. From last week, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Should I go change?
No, nah, it's too late now. We're
already too late.
I didn't care.
Act like it's another day.
You wore what you had on last week.
What? The same outfit again? How convenient.
Coincidence. Only Craig changed. Put a do-rag on and a sweater.
Did you change?
Barely.
Barely.
Is everything now a YouTube?
I mean, everything's a meme. Yeah, man.
Barely.
That's how we talk, bro. People talking memes now. It's crazy.
The way that social media just shifted life is insane. You think about it, from not having it to having it now, just crazy.
Do y'all think that's new, though? It's not new. I've been saying playoffs for years.
I'm just talking about in general, like how social media affects everything right now.
We used to get them from like TV shows and movies. Mm-hmm. They're getting
radio
from TV
commercials.
Shows and movies, and they're putting them on social media.
But now it's just like, regular people saying stuff. It goes viral. Yeah. Hide your wife. Stuff.
That's not regular stuff.
Well,
it's bad.
I get what he's saying, because they're not like you said. Back in the day, we would get our stuff from like the movies, actors, or it's now. Oh, you see what Steve Urkel did? But now it's like you said, some regular dude.
Random. Yeah.
Now you see that meme of that regular dude in Nebraska? His girl was saying, yeah.
"Where the money resides."
Right.
She's like,
but that was a commercial though.
Yeah, but it wasn't on TV.
No.
Yeah.
Is this people are making commercials?
You don't
from
even
the
know that dude's name. Remember?
Nah, no idea.
Where the money resides? Yeah.
You were like, "Wow, well,
I'm delivered."
This? I'm
that nigga blew up from that shit.
Oh, yeah. That was so great.
That shit
bro.
Was so. The first time I saw that, though, nigga.
I don't love Riz no more.
Women's. The way he started out made it funny to me. He said, "I'm not gay no more, nigga." Gayest. Yes, you are.
I'm delivered.
Nigga, I remember the memes came out after that shit.
I wish Popeye's delivered.
Because he was serious when he gave us. He was dead serious.
I like some of them. I like the new, what's the Fuckle Yang dude? He has like a whole new Baltimore slang. And he's doing like songs and all that. The dude, he did Drewski's show. He's like a Fuckle Yang on the... Ermagern.
Oh, adding the ER and everything?
No, that's
not that.
That's what's your name? That's a dude that was...
You got to be better.
You want to be dancing a lot. I know you're talking about.
Wait, who's that?
Don't be slappering me.
Yeah, you got to be slappering
me.
Yeah. I ain't seen that either.
Dumb stuff, bro.
We doing a podcaster.
Dumb stuff.
You ain't up her on
Daddy is
you ain't up her on her.
Yeah. ER.
Keon her later.
You know what's crazy is he's a dude. Remember I did that skit with Big Jaw called My Girlfriend's Weird Brother?
Mm-hmm.
And so... I couldn't do the second one, the one Jaw, but I think Jaw used him to do the second one. Yeah. The girlfriend's weird brother thing. I don't know if he was doing that ER stuff in there. But
he's only been doing that like a year.
Since he did Drewski's show.
Yeah.
He
did it before Drewski's show.
Oh, okay. So that was his thing when he got on Drewski's show.
Yeah. He was already.
I forgot his name. Yeah, it's like, starts with a K or something.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb.
Yeah. He dumb stuff getting popular.
Mm-hmm. Popular.
Yeah, from everything. Hawk Tua. Think about Hawk Tua.
Right. That burned out, though.
Yeah. I didn't go around saying Hawk Tua.
But yo, that 15 minutes of fame was killing.
Yeah, that one girl burned out too.
She got in trouble though for like some kind of Bitcoin or
she was scamming or some shit.
She started a hop to a Bitcoin.
Yeah, she still could have been popping for a while because her interviews were still getting attention and she was like a funny country girl.
I think she was on tour.
Yeah, she went on a brief tour.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's always
high
on the road.
They try to grab as much money as they can real quick. But
someone's always high on the road like, yo.
Get it while you hot.
Yep. Let's get it for 50 grand.
I don't be mad, bro. And I'm not going to lie and say I didn't used to be annoyed. But now I don't care. I'm like, one, somebody else's money don't have no effect on mine.
Mm-hmm.
And two, if that's what people want. Like, I used to judge what people watched on the internet. I'm like, y'all like this mindless shit. But I'm like, so what?
For day.
Like, whatever, y'all. Like, I don't care. It is what it is.
I feel like that about a lot of reality shows.
All of it's dumb.
We know it. People know it's fake. And there's people they be watching like, did you see what happened?
Oh, no. This Paradise Island. That shit seem pretty goddamn real.
The only one that's probably real is the Love on the Spectrum.
Yeah,
them niggas ain't acting.
Yeah, they can't. They can't fake it. And that show's amazing. Yeah.
Everybody gets Oscars for the best.
They're
actor.
Not acting.
They blew up too. Yeah, like Connor and blew up.
Yeah, they're not acting.
But he's great.
Ooh, you know their names?
Oh, I'm all in.
Love on the Spectrum. That's
it's,
real
it's
deal.
It's the funniest shit, bro. It's funny as fuck.
I thought that was taking. See, I like Down for Love.
Is that another form of
that was the Down syndrome?
Oh, I got to see that one.
People they fall in love, but Love on the Spectrum didn't. Quite.
Are they paying these kids? Are they paying?
Oh, they good.
Okay,
kids?
Good.
No, they're adults.
Yeah. Well, one of them was like young adults.
But it's like everything else where like the popular ones blow up and the ones who didn't, you know. Like I'd probably say of the stars, Connor's the star of the show.
Is that the one that was taking pictures?
He's the one with
tub?
The beard.
I got it. Okay.
Do you remember
the one? I'm only watching like twice.
Even his family, like people like we like his family. Like, they need a spinoff. Like people love the family.
Or it's going to become us. Okay.
Which one is that?
He got like a million followers. Like he's.
Oh, wow.
He got endorsements and all kind of shit.
My favorite guy from that show was the photographer. He's like a Spanish photographer, and he sent the girl
he
pictures
got broken
of
up
him.
With.
Oh, he did.
She dumped him. She was horny, bro.
He took pictures in the tub with roses around her, holding a little thing.
She horny, bro.
Do they have sex?
Yeah.
Well, one of them wanted to real bad, and bro wouldn't do it. She broke up with him.
Oh, for real?
She came for that dick. He was like, I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel comfortable, you know, doing. She was like. I gotta go, bro.
And the TV producer's like, this is
gold.
Wait,
I think I seen that. Was that, was that the one that was in the medieval time stuff?
No, that's Connor. He's the biggest one. He's the most. Well, there's two of them. No, the other one. You're talking about the dude with the blonde hair.
Yeah.
He blew up too. Glasses. But he found a chick too.
I remember he dated
found
the girl.
Chick, bro. Yeah.
I'm going to give it a shot.
Season three was
man,
hilarious.
I smoke
nigga.
Weed. They had three seasons. I only seen, mm-hmm. was that the first season? I smoke weed.
I was
off. Because
my brother
shit.
Was watching it and he put me on. He was like, bro, you want to laugh? Watch this shit. And I was dying.
It's a little bit of both because with me, I was like, man, it hit me because I was like, man, these people know how to fucking love. They like, when they meet them, they're like, hold hand, I love you. We going to get
it's
married.
It's the innocence of it, too.
And I'm like, wow, that's how love should be.
Pure.
Yes.
Very pure.
Okay.
And I like the pureness and I like the honesty. They're honest. And a lot of them communicate better than us, like
which is
you know what I mean, like their communication skills and their emotional awareness and all that shit is way more. It's way better than most people I run into.
They're not paying no bills over there.
No, but life's a lot easier. To Keon's point, I don't think they have the like they don't censor themselves when they talk. So
they
say
don't,
what they
but they
feel.
Also, but they've been taught
took a shit.
Yeah,
no, I'm just playing out too far. Go ahead, keep going. Keep going. Push through. Push through.
You know how to express the
ball. Push through. It's like a kid that falls, and if you don't acknowledge the kid that falls, he's not hurt.
No, push through. Laugh at the kid.
Nah, push through. Push through.
They're not that kind. They're not that kind. There's levels.
Not that kind. Okay.
There was one of the dudes that got drunk and went to the club and was dancing on girls.
That's crazy.
They're not. Anybody see my baseball?
No.
That's not them.
Wow. That's
you
crazy.
You guys are getting some angry letters.
I thought it was beautiful.
It was. They're so innocent. They're very. I love how they communicate. I love the honesty.
They all fall for the nose
I enjoy
tap.
Watching them just because they don't bullshit. Like we were talking about last episode. That's what I appreciate about it.
Yeah, straight up.
And they're not afraid
to. Clearly, I didn't know. I knew it was a hit, but I didn't know that this dude had a million followers.
Oh, yeah. A few of them got.
What's it on?
It's Netflix. Netflix, right? Mm-hmm. It's probably their biggest show right now.
Nah, they got a bunch of shows right now hitting.
Oh.
I don't know what Netflix has. I've been to
Netflix be kind of dry.
Their shows, their series are better than their movies.
They also, with all these, they take like a year off, it feels. You'd be like, hold on, they was popping last year. Then they'll take a year off.
Still waiting for
the
last season of Stranger Things.
Man.
That's coming. There's another season?
Right?
Oh, wow.
That's supposed to be it.
Wait, when did it make it okay
for you to
be like, take a hiatus?
They already in their 20s.
They hella old.
Yeah. It's pretty bad. They couldn't finish it up fast enough.
Yeah.
They're growing
as hell.
When COVID hit, it was just like. Goodness gracious.
I think that
all they gotta do is nothing be like, strange, you know, 5 years later or some shit, whatever the fuck.
I think
do.
That shit with the White Walkers did it. Was
Game of Thrones?
Because they took like a year or two off.
No,
then
Game
came
of Thrones
back.
Didn't take no super hiatus.
They did a couple times, over a year. They did, I think, probably but two also different times in like 2 years.
Some of these a year
is expected.
Well, I understand that with Game of Thrones, considering like the magnitude of the show.
Right.
You got to remember the show a whole year and a half later.
No,
a
you
year
watch
later.
A recap, go back and watch
it. But it's also a lot to do. They're like, they got so much digital stuff, it's, the green screen.
I get Game of Thrones. You got, you know, I was
and also some
show.
Shows take a hiatus because, you know, the show got canceled and then the fans are like, bring it back. So they bring it back by demand.
Yeah, different case.
So there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of.
The Hill just came back.
I saw that with a black guy.
No, you just saw the trailer. They moved back into the house. They saw the trailer.
I didn't
right?
watch King of the Hill like that though. Honestly, so.
No. So the voice actor got
killed. John Redcorn
yesterday.
Who?
The main guy?
No, was it the Native American dude?
His name was John Redcorn on the show. He got he got shot real life. He got shot in he had an argument with his neighbor and his neighbor shot him.
Really? Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. I don't know what they're arguing with.
They were saying, I think the husband was saying it was something like homophobic.
Oh, I thought he was sitting on the porch and the dude came home and was like, why are you sitting on the front of my porch
crazy.
With family? And
so
the
guy who did the voice just died.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Just died. Got the best news of his life. We back, baby.
Yeah, I mean, they recorded already. They recorded and
damn, that's crazy.
They shot already. And then
Redcorn, that name sounds familiar. Well, I know, oh boy, Sir had a song called John Redcorn.
Yes.
Yeah, Sir.
He did.
Yeah.
So what is that? What's the reference from that?
I might be saying, I think it's John Redcorn.
Oh, okay.
It's from King of the
Boom. Hill. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And then, what's his name? I thought they had an actor who died before on there.
The same
dude who did it, the same character. He replaced somebody else.
Oh, so that character's cursed.
No, that was 2023. I think it was a different voice actor.
I think it was the same John Redcorn character. I think he died before.
I don't know.
And then, I think so. I might be wrong. I think I just read that. But.
So John Redcorn is the character from King of the Hill?
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great character, too, though. They were hilarious.
Was he the one that mumbled?
No, it's Dale Gribble. Dale Gribble. John Redcorn was smashing Dale's wife. So Dale Gribble, the one. No, you're talking about Boomhauer.
So
my bad.
Dale Gribble was the other guy that passed away. The voice actor for him passed away in 2023.
Oh, wow.
He passed away.
Yeah.
No, that's Boomhauer. Hang on, man.
Yeah, that's who I'm
Dale was a dude. John Redcorn was
Dale's
the Native American.
Dale's the cul-de-sac one, right? He has the, he's bald.
Yeah.
He's a dumb one.
Always
right?
wears a hat. Yeah. But,
that's the white dude, right? White blonde hair dude.
Yeah. And so John Redcorn was smashing his wife, and his son was half Indian, half Native American, you know, the white lady. But he never noticed.
Oh, okay.
He never knew. He was like, look at my boy. He looks just like me. He like never noticed that he was, they would always be taken off together. And he was like, should we tell him?
Nah.
No, Bobby. What
then that's
the
sad,
hell?
Man. Shout out to the Redcorn family.
That's wild.
Well, that's not his name.
That's the character.
Yeah, I forgot his actual.
That's why I was getting confused. Cartoon, yeah, I was like, shout out to the Redcorn. We're praying for the Redcorns.
Jonathan Joss.
Okay.
And he was in like a bunch of, what was the biker show? I think he was in there.
Not Mine's the spinoff, but
yeah.
Oh my God.
Or maybe he was one of the two.
Oh, Sons of the SOA.
Yeah, one of those SOA. I never watched that. That was one I meant
SOA
to get
was
into.
Good.
I meant to get into
the early seasons were really
early,
good.
I was going to say early seasons.
The early seasons were really good.
He's in Parks and Recreation, too.
Then it was too much.
Wait, who was he in SOA?
I like the later seasons.
I don't know. I never seen it.
Oh. The later seasons got too
I might be wrong.
Dramatic.
I think it was something like that, one of those shows.
Yeah, it got a little bit, when they started going to, I think, what, Fresno and stuff?
They're doing all kinds of stuff.
When they brought the black gangs in and stuff, come on.
That was from the beginning, but they just started doing, like, it was just, it became so much. I was like, if you were really living like, it'd be all over the new, like, biker's been around since forever. And
it became too unbelievable.
It was ridiculous. And then, when you from California, the runs they was doing, it's like, bruh, y'all in Fresno, then you in Oakland, then you in LA, and you then know, you here, like, you really? You did all that in 4 hours?
Yeah.
Nigga, are you insane? Like, no.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, it would be ridiculous, bro, the stuff they was doing. I'm like, I live here. I know how long these trips take. Y'all not doing all that. I'm just going to run to the Oakland real quick.
Right. One time I ran to
San
London
Diego.
And came back.
Yeah, it's like, what are you talking about, bro?
What?
From Mexico to Oakland, and you just did that real quick?
I never saw... What's the zombie movie series?
Walking Dead.
Yeah,
early Walking Dead.
Early was good.
Then
they got like 83 spinoffs
then,
now.
Yeah,
though.
Now
oh
it's like
God.
They start going every.
It's hella
way.
Spinoffs on that show.
The last good season was with where they killed Glenn. What was the dude named Nim?
Oh, no. He got his own spinoff with the girl.
Exactly. Not the nigga with the blonde dreads.
No.
He's talking about Neiman. Yeah. He's talking about
you gonna do with the tiger.
With the white tiger and blonde dread. Like, man, if you
he's talking about he's talking about
Neiman? Neiman or something. He was a bad guy. Negan, yeah.
But he's on, yeah, he's on the spinoff.
So he got a spinoff
with the girl that he killed, Glenn's wife.
They're together?
No, but they have a spinoff, and then Rick and his chick got a spinoff.
Rick ain't dead.
No, Rick. He just so the actor took a break to be a father.
Okay,
like with his kids.
He came back,
and then he came. So he and Michonne got a spinoff.
So Rick and Michonne,
and then Daryl, I think, got a spinoff.
I rock with Daryl.
And then it was just like, I was like, bro, I'm not. Because I barely finished the original. Like, I was just like,
that's too much. They start going every which way.
It was just these type of shows, you got to keep the drama going to keep the shows going. But you'd be like, all right. Like, that's why it's hard for me to finish a series. And I only finish it because I didn't dedicate this kind of time. I want to see how it ends.
Yeah.
But a lot of times,
got to end.
But one time, I'd be wanting out.
It's
a lot
the same
of shows.
Season every season.
Dexter, I wanted out.
We gotta get out of here.
Yeah. Like most shows, I'd be like, it was them first couple seasons was good. The only show that had me from start to finish was The Wire.
Wait, so no show? So there's no show for you guys that you like? I want this to last forever.
Forever?
Nah. Yeah. Nah, is there any show that's been done? You like? Let me keep this going.
King of Queens.
I could have kept watching that. I could have kept watching Fresh Prince probably, but it's inevitable that it's going to go stupid though. So you just
Fresh Prince it starts looking unbelievable
so just
when they get a certain age.
So
Martin, I could have seen Martin as old man.
I couldn't. I saw after the first three seasons of Martin, I was like, all right.
That last season,
them
of
last
Martin was,
two seasons, that last season and a half of Martin was mid as fuck.
Yeah,
you didn't like the Brian McKnight episode.
I when he proposed he was even on to her,
and I just recently ran through Jamie Foxx. That could have kept going.
Nah.
I recently just rewatched it.
I only
like,
watched the first season.
I only watched season one of Jamie Foxx. I wasn't a diehard big fan of the Jamie Foxx show.
Me either.
Show.
Like,
it was funny
I watched
though,
it was after
it was
school,
like,
but I just watched it all, and I was like, oh yeah, I remember.
Why did Wayne's Brothers end?
Did 99 episodes, and that was it.
That was one of me. I was gonna like
built their whole network up.
Right.
And,
yeah. That was when I was like, this
that was WB, right?
That was WB, yeah.
They sure did build up the WB.
Absolutely.
First season started with them.
It was them.
That's what these
and
UPN
Jamie
Foxx, used all the black shows.
Once they got
up,
the white
man.
Show, what's Cole the Game. Church show that they did?
Like 7 days, whatever, Seven Heaven, something like that.
After they did
only
that.
Only took one white show to bring in.
All the black shows was gone. And
CW, that's how they do it.
WB, Warner Brothers?
Yeah.
Of course.
It was Wayans Brothers.
Yep. That's what we were starting with.
Yeah,
Wayans the Blacks.
Damn.
When they merged with CW, I was like, oh, this is over.
So it was a risk that that Marlon and them took by going to this new network, right? Like,
no, it was a different deal that they took because they have longer to recoup to pay you your after it goes syndicated, they have longer to pay you because they're a startup network. So they got a whole bunch of rules. But yeah, they launched it and then they got their hit white shows and like most of the networks.
So it was first Wayans Brothers, then Moesha. Moesha was on there too, right?
That was UPN.
That's UPN.
Oh, okay.
So UPN was doing that too.
Mixed up.
Yeah, okay.
UPN was using it on them black shows.
That's you poor niggas. That's UPN. We were
Fox did it too. Yeah.
Wealthy black.
Fox sure used black did. People to build it up.
Fox had
Living
one,
Color, right?
Living Color.
Fox had one white show.
Living Color Rock.
All them shows.
Yeah, Martin.
Living
Single.
All that was on Fox. Yeah.
That's crazy.
The only white
bro.
Show they had was it? Married with Children. That was it.
Yo.
And they was
and
poor
that
white.
Was supposed to be a black show.
Yeah,
it was created by a black man.
Yep.
Did the black man that created it agree to make it white, or did he think you know what I mean, or was he?
Yeah,
just,
he took
that
bread.
Yeah, he did.
Was there.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? So Fox was like, "How about we make him a white guy?"
I don't know if Fox said
that's what I'm saying, or was he like,
"He
I'm
might
make
been
it a white
like,
dude."
Yeah.
His whole idea was it was supposed
or
to be
was
called
like, "We ain't buying this because it's a nigga," and then he was like, "I got an idea."
No, his idea was to call it not the Cosbys; it was supposed to be the opposite of the Cosbys.
Right.
And I don't know if people were just like, "May not be a good look."
For black people.
Yeah, because you had the Cosbys. So right. He was going to do, so I mean, all...
A bad dad.
Yeah, they're just a white trash version, right?
So it would have been a black trash.
It would have been that. So
it probably wouldn't have hit, honestly. It probably wouldn't have hit.
Not during that time.
But you made him white, and that was perfect.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
Bud was nothing but...
Because then they already had Roseanne out of the poor white family. So they was like, oh, let's make these whites poor this time.
Yeah, I forgot
yeah, they were blue collar.
Kelly was Denise.
Roseanne I didn't see as poor. They seemed really Midwest blue collar, though.
I thought they were poor when I watched, but I didn't watch a show like that either. But
the
Bundys
were poor.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah,
poor,
they were
poor.
Supposed to be poor. Yeah. It was Al was a shoe salesman. All that they had a nice crib for them to be that poor though.
Yeah,
the 90s was a different time.
They was up in the poor too. I remember they had seasoned salt sandwiches. I was like, God damn. Like, they was up in the pour. They had,
it was Tang. What was it, Tang? Yeah. What was that called? What was that, orange?
I remember horrible. He wanted to iron his shirt one time and just had pegs sit on his clothes. And I was like,
no, they were, oh,
come
they
on,
were,
bro. They were poor.
That was great, bro. That's one of my favorite
shows. So I wonder if it was a black show, would it have been, would it, he had they to make them ghetto? They probably would have
been like, yeah, probably. And then they would have just been like, we already did the comedy. What's up, Lovely
Shot? It would have been like that.
I don't know. If that's
good times.
Or would have been country poor.
That's yeah, what I think. I think time. Of a good times.
Just not as many broad jokes.
But probably black people at that
good
time
was like.
Good times
wasn't silly, though.
That's why I said broad jokes. Yeah. Married with Children brought
the
broad
jokes. It
had
its
moments,
but it wasn't
Yeah, it wasn't
show.
Like silly. Good times are more serious.
Yeah,
man, when that deaf kid fell down that elevator, that shit was
on
hilarious.
Good times.
That Wayans episode where they redid it was so funny to me.
When Marlon is JJ,
Marlon was killing me, bro.
It's so, but so many behind the scenes jokes that
he was killing me.
It's that time of the year where we get to see who are the basketball gods as they battle off in this series. We see who gets bragging rights for a whole year and take that chip home. You know what you get to take home? You get to take home some cash with prize picks because I'm going to pick the underdog. Oh, Chaz Rogers is going to pick an underdog, man. This year's basketball playoffs are headed towards crowning a first-time champion in more than 50 years. That's crazy. Don't miss your last chance to cash in on history with prize picks. Pick more or less on plays like points, rebounds, assists, and more for your shot to run up to 2,000 times your cash today. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks is the best place to win cash while watching sports. Join millions of users and sign up today. Me personally, when I want to come up, I'm going to take the underdog. What the helly? The helly Burton? All day. And it's easy, man. Like I said, you just pick more or less. It's that simple. So do yourself a favor, man, and sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play just $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. You don't even need to win to receive money. It's crazy. It's a guarantee. PrizePicks also offers weekly promotions that can lead up to big payouts like Taco Tuesday each Tuesday. PrizePicks discounts select player projections up to 25% to provide even more value for your lineups. It sets you up to win, baby. So download PrizePicks today and use the code ISSUES to get $50 off instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. I'll loan you $5. I'm not. This code is ISSUES. $50 off instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. PrizePicks, run yo. Game. That was great.
Good time.
What network was Fresh Prince on?
NBC.
NBC.
Yeah.
Oh, he came off on the rip prime time.
Right.
Yeah, NBC.
He had a hot
big
slot
dog.
Too.
Killing.
Quincy Jones.
8 p.m. Yeah. Wasn't it like 8 p.m. show?
He was mm-hmm. killing.
Prime time.
Yeah, he had, yeah.
That was like a kaboom.
Yeah.
They do. They just don't put
on
network.
There's so many shows, bro.
It's too much. It's too many shows to watch, bro.
There's too many shows without us on them to watch. They'll throw one black dude on a show now, but there's not many just full black shows. Unless you get a Tubi, but I'm talking about on network.
No, we got shows that's just...
Tubi be white soon enough.
Not on network.
No, not on network.
Major
no.
networks, though.
No, we got streaming.
We got Cedric the Entertainer.
And that's it.
Is he the only one that's on network right now?
CBS.
We had Marlon for a while.
Wayne's just got... Yeah, mm-hmm. Papa's house
is gone.
Yeah.
So. I'm thinking of every other network.
I still don't understand why that's canceled. Papa House was fucking funny to me.
So sometimes it's just in the deals.
Mm.
What's another? Is there another
other stuff? On? Other things.
You know what the difference is, though, too? Back
Abbott
in the day, they used to let... Yeah.
Abbott, but Abbott's... I can't say Abbott's a black show.
Pretty sure I would call it a black show.
As a
majority
white,
of that
they only
cast.
Have the one white
as
teacher.
White creator,
two white teachers. Everybody else black.
Black creator.
Is a black creator over there?
Everybody else black.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
It's a black show. Matter of fact, the more I think about it, it's very black. The students, it's a black neighborhood, yeah.
Philly, yeah,
it's
you're
it's
right.
It's
yeah, you're right,
black.
Yeah.
How they act.
Black
the
problems
people,
at the school.
Yeah, the people they cast, all the parents black, yeah. Everybody, it's a black show.
Yeah, see, Chin it on air.
That's yeah, Chin to hear, nigga,
yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah, it's black.
That's two compared to what we came up with.
Oh, yeah, we had
at least
a ton.
We had
hella.
Some places to grab different characters and see different angles
of life. I feel like 90s black TV was cracking. It seemed like a lot.
Yeah.
It was.
Because a lot of networks launched.
Even shows that weren't like they necessarily weren't they were built around it, but they didn't necessarily weren't like a black show.
And then like
even the number of black kid shows was a lot back then.
Mm-hmm. And then the 2000s,
sister,
like
and
Smart
Guy,
yeah,
blah, blah,
smart
they had a,
guy.
Family Matters. They had a bunch of kid black shows back then.
Men in Outer Space.
Men in the High.
I remember that.
Homeboys.
I'm sorry. What was the one with Alfie?
Alf?
Goo.
Oh.
What was
he's a cop in Atlanta now. I saw something.
The fuck out of here.
Yeah, the dude who played Alfie.
What show was that?
My Brother and Me.
My Brother and Me. Jinx.
My Brother and Me.
That's the one that, what's her name was on, right?
Amanda Seals.
What's the fine girl? Megan Good. What was she on? My Cousin Skeeter.
She was on My Cousin Skeeter, yeah.
See, we had it was hella black shows back then.
I think like Jet Jackson, remember him?
Keenan and Kel, all that.
Keenan and Kel.
Yeah. It's like 2006. That shit was done.
Yeah, bro.
At least for me, like kid wise, 2000s. I think like the last one I really remember was like I know Romeo had a show.
Romeo did have a show.
What was that called?
Just Jordan. No, it was just called Romeo Show. He just had a show.
Oh, that's Marcus Houston. Was on
Romeo was on Disney Channel?
No, he's on Nick.
Okay.
And Just Jordan was on Nick as well. After That's So Raven, Keenan and Kel faded away. Before that,
yeah. Just Jordan, was that JJ? Lil JJ?
Yeah,
was
Just Jordan. I never heard of that.
Wasn't it Jet Jackson?
Jet Jackson was like
that. That's another show.
My brother watched that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That came on like a weird time. Jet Jackson came on like a weird, like 3 p.m.
I think Cousin Skeeter came out in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, like, what? Like, I saw some of those, but the ones that, like, after a while was just.
I wonder why they stopped.
2006, it was like, that was it.
Them black shows was killing.
Social media. I think social media is a tribute to everything that's, like, kind of going away.
When I was more about the.
I don't think kids are watching
network
TV like that.
No, my kids are.
Aren't they watching their iPad shit?
They're watching. I mean, they're streaming stuff on Netflix, Hulu. You know what I mean? They're watching the shows. We just don't have cable. If we had cable, they'd be watching the shows that are on the cable.
There's too many options.
But now everybody has streaming,
so. Not black options.
We just watch.
Very few shows out. Very, 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 very few. Even though they got more channels now.
It's like the illusion of options, too. Because then it's like, how many of these shows are actually that engaging to what you want to look at? There's so many options, you get overwhelmed and you just end up not watching shit, or you just go back and watch the stuff that you already seen.
That's what I'm
But then also makes it harder to watch it, because where is it? Where is The Office now? Like, what network is it on?
Office is on Peacock.
Yeah. But also, what happens is, now when we have black stars, we don't give them shows, we put them on a white show. Or they take the job on a white show. They're not
Somebody
like,
said Miss Pat show's good.
Yeah, I've never
that's
seen
not, is that. That's not on
BT,
network. Though.
I BT, thought that was
no.
No,
I thought that was a Judge show.
Not that one. She has a TV show.
She has a new TV show.
Yeah, it's on like season like 5 now or something like that. And that's on BET.
Oh, BET Plus, right?
Whatever that BET.
I said BET is all Tyler Perry.
Well, I think that's what happened too. I think what happened was not only did we stopped putting up stuff that we wanted. It went straight to reality, straight to, and black people was like, black people was like, we good off this shit.
Right.
Like, we want. I think black entertainment became, like, even when BET became a shit show, so people stopped watching it.
BET Wars was loved watching BET Wars when I was younger.
Wars?
BET?
BET
Wars. He just said BET in general.
BET tried to be someone.
No, I'm talking about the network.
What was BET's go-to show, though, from just in general?
From which year?
They just used to do music.
Yeah.
It was like 106
and
Park.
They never had
106 and Park.
Yeah, 106 and Park was like
106 and Park had. Rap City.
Did you say Rap City? That
after school BET should be fire. But I guess it was all music.
Yeah.
Uncut.
Music and
late night.
Music and talk show. Music and talk show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of how MTV was.
Yeah.
That's exactly. But once MTV started
MTV
doing
Road
Rules and
Road
then BET
started
went right
reality
after.
Shows.
After they started doing College Hill and whatever else came along after that. But Viacom, VH1, they own it.
Yeah. Viacom was like, y'all gonna watch Wildin' Out and Ridiculousness all day. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
That's what it is now.
What
it's
you gonna
so
do
crazy.
About it?
Yeah, again.
Yeah, one more time, man.
Yep.
And they had Wayans Brothers on there for a long time.
That's honestly what switched it. I think that's what it was.
No, BET didn't get Wayans Brothers, did it?
No, Viacom got it.
You got to know the shift also. That writer's strike happened in 2008.
Yep.
And then everybody went reality.
Yep.
Right? That's when I think maybe the only reality show that was really hot at the time was Real World, Road Rules, and.
That was it.
That
was
two. No.
There was another one, Brothers.
Survivor was around. After that, you got every single variation of.
Also, the Joe Rogan show.
Fear Factor?
Oh, Fear Factor.
Oh, yeah.
But I remember they called
that.
That
was something that was coming before then.
So I remember they called that back in the day, though. They said, in the next 10 years, everything's going to be reality. I remember this when
didn't
I think
it go,
World
didn't it go,
just
didn't
come
go
out.
Away from that now? Like, is it going away from reality or is it still reality?
Reality still
it's more than ever.
Love Island, all those dating shows are reality.
Yeah. Yeah. Watching all that shit.
And then everything they do on you, all these shows on YouTube and stuff.
What's the big
now? That's where a lot of Netflix shows are going. I mean, sorry. Sitcom people are doing their own sitcoms and putting them out on YouTube, and people are watching those.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
that's how what's your name got on.
They watching
what was the one Karate Kid. Not Karate Kid, the new one.
Yep.
That's Karate Kid.
Cobra Kai.
People, that's how Insecure happened.
Yeah, yep. Literally, Issa Rae did the same thing.
She did her own shit. So people are doing their own shit.
Web series.
The problem is, though, these networks are just ass. Issa Rae's was different.
Issa Rae's was a web series. Name was more of a sitcom.
Yeah.
Cobra Kai was an actual show from YouTube.
On YouTube, yeah.
Do your own shit, put it out. And then the networks are come with that money.
Well, then at that point, you don't really need them.
You don't need them.
You just want the celebrity of it, so you go to the
network. They're gonna offer you a nice chunk of change,
but you're gonna make that chunk of change if you own your show,
and I'm sure a lot of them still
gonna make more than that chunk of change if you stay consistent and own your show.
Well, because now you get to negotiate
teams and stuff if you want to up the budget.
Now if you have 100 episodes, you could keep syndicating it with different places, or you could just let it live on your channel and collect,
right?
But also, you know, it changed, man, because like, there used to be creatives in these offices, right? Disney was a team of creatives. All these places, ABC, they used to have talent executives. Everybody went corporate. So now everybody has a board. Everybody's a public traded company. Yeah. You know what I mean? So then it becomes way more about the numbers. Like,
that's what I'm saying. They don't let shows build anymore, too. Like,
it's just about everything's a database.
It's not a creative industry anymore. Right. Now it's a business like every other business.
I mean, it's always been, but at one point in time, I saw and it happened in movies. Movies was like the last safe haven. And now it's happened with movies so much. Everybody's trying to get $1 billion. Everybody's trying to get...
What makes me laugh is like, now they're mad that everybody's doing YouTube and independent stuff. Y'all created this.
Mm-hmm.
You forced us
to do it. Y'all wasn't rocking with us.
As the creatives, we had to do it ourselves. Right. So that's on you.
You know what I think is going
to
happen?
There's no jobs. Hollywood's dying. Blah. That's your fucking fault.
Well, the industry.
You were gatekeeping. You weren't. Domino effect, that's your fault.
The industry doesn't care because they're like, this is way cheaper than going out and finding talent. Y'all will grow up and then we'll just pay you something that you see as a big amount.
If you reach on their analytics board, they'll come and find you.
It makes it easier for them, to be honest.
They don't go into clubs no more. Nobody's in their clubs looking for you niggas.
It's more like this is what they wanted to happen.
This is why you see shows with the Hawk Tour girl starring in it, because they're like, oh, her numbers look right.
You think they wanted this to be Hollywood? Aren't they kind of losing out?
They're losing jobs, ain't they?
Yeah.
Who?
But that's
not the executives.
Not the
owners of the...
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Rupert Murdoch, what's his name at Fox? Still a billionaire. They ain't losing no money.
We're not shooting any more comedies, but they're still putting comedies in their tentpole movies.
Yeah.
They're still shooting horror movies, but now they're putting horror movies in their tentpole movies. So now you're seeing these different genres disappearing in the Marvel movies.
Mm.
And they don't care. They've been pushing it to be this business for the longest. Back in the 70s when they started United Artists and Creative Artists, it's because they were trying to fight back.
And then they all got corporate.
Yeah, they did. They all got moved to different jobs.
but that's what happens. Living in the same economy, in the same world that I am, then you know it's crazy out here. Everything's $1,000 for anything. For anything. It's $1,000 per drop of water. It's crazy out here. If you need a relief, do what I do. Get yourself earning. What is earning, you ask? Glad you asked. Let me tell you. Earn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work up to $150 per payday with a max of $750 between paydays. Just download the Earning app and verify your paycheck, then access up to $150 as you pay and work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next check. I think we've all been there when you have those little times where I'm like, I just need some gas to get to work until Friday. I just need this little oomph to get over the hump to keep me rolling to things start going smooth again. That's where earning comes in, man. It's like that bridge to get you from an ah to an ah. You need that. Make earning a part of your financial routine with us over 4 million users who say things like, when I think about earning, I think about financial stability, security, gives me a lot of peace of mind. So download Earning today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. First time, I got it. Amir, let's go. Keep that in there. When you download the Earning app, type in Daddy Issues on the podcast, and you sign up, it'll really help out the show. That's Daddy Issues under podcast. It helps us tremendously. That's how we keep the show going, baby. Earning is a financial tech company, not a bank. Cash outs are based on your app available earnings. Standard cash out takes 1 to 2 business days with no mandatory fees. What a blessing. Option to expedite your transfer for a fee. Tips are voluntary and don't affect the service. See the cash out user agreement for details. Services not available in all States. And I'm here's what I'm hoping with AI, because AI is going to change this entire business, right? All this other stuff. What I'm hoping is that the people, and this is what we've been seeing, the people still go to the people. People-to-people transactions has been happening more and more so with YouTube, social media, all this other stuff. And I'm really hoping you get this real renaissance type of thing where people start going to comedy clubs again. They start going to plays. They start going to museums to see actual artists do things.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm hoping that people just get so done with the manufactured of... Because, bro, hey, being able to prompt and make something is crazy.
Right. Yeah.
Like, it's insane to be able to prompt and make something. And so...
What do you mean by that?
Like, you like literally, I can go make a painting, a song, whatever it is, by typing it in, right?
Oh, with AI. Yeah,
yeah, with AI. Right. You can just type it in, and then you have this piece, and you can go present it to somebody. And it's like, man, I can do that shit, too, right?
Right.
You may not get the exact
Doesn't
same thing.
Doesn't that water it down if everyone could just do it?
Well, it's a big loss of talent.
I think it's a plus and a minus because before it took a while before they'd be like, oh, you got to shoot a presentation. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, God damn, I ain't got no money.
That's what it's great for.
But now you'd be like, oh, I get a dude that knows some AI. Come on, sit over here. We gonna shoot this animation real quick or this presentation for nothing because you know how to work AI. And since I know what I know, it puts me at an advantage over the people that know absolutely nothing.
But once they can generate an entire movie with AI, because it will happen, sooner than we think.
How though?
No, they will.
Have you seen what's the Google one called?
Veo.
Seen this?
No, I haven't.
It's incredible.
It's a movie by the AI with a fake person.
Yep.
Yeah.
With the details thing is, it's always on their
short,
face.
Though. That's the thing. That yeah, they're be. Still it's really always short. Always short.
That's scary.
Here's the thing.
I saw someone posting them like stand up, and I was just like, I don't know if you can do stand up.
It was what stand up?
Someone posted AI stand up.
It's a Google.
Yeah, he was doing stand up. A black dude in the crowd, and he was telling jokes. He was like, I'm real. You guys are, but I'm not. My jokes aren't fake. And I just
But now this was a real thing or not a real thing?
It was AI.
It's AI.
A person.
It was a person.
It's an AI. Somebody doing stand up.
Yeah.
The same shit you talking
it's
about.
It's over for us, bitches.
Wait. Kind of, but not really, because but they weren't no at a comedy club. Yeah.
No, they
were. They had them in a comedy club.
They had them in a comedy club.
With a crowd. You saw it?
They just filled it in.
It's an AI.
It was an AI on this movie, nigga.
It's an AI. It's Google. It's the same thing.
Wait. Was there a screen up? This is what I'm asking.
No.
Bro,
they were at a comedy club.
Yes.
No. The AI setting is in the comedy club.
Okay.
You guys are making it seem like a
they didn't say
program.
Yeah. They didn't say coming to the stage.
No.
I was like,
in the same way you were saying they create a movie.
I got you. That's how they create a stand-up. I got what you're saying.
Stand-up scenario.
Damn, nigga. I was like, how do they put the AI on stage in front of people? I said, that technology is crazy.
It was the same. You saw that? Yeah, it was the same.
I watched them. The only thing is like they do these things,
you
and then
about my jokes on
when it's time crazy. For everybody else to use them.
You said what?
It's like they do these things and they show you the demonstrations, because the same shit happened 3 years ago. The demonstrations of what we saw was like, damn, this is good, and it's the same level of what we see now.
It's
but
so much
it
better.
Never gets to the people. It never makes it down to like for people to actually use, because it's expensive as hell. And AI is free today.
Right.
Oh, that's just get you hooked.
Right.
In a couple of years, this shit's gonna cost monthly subscriptions where it's gonna be hundreds of dollars
they
a month.
Already
and then
the
it's,
money.
And that's when because OpenAI has admitted, yo, we're losing billions of dollars every month.
Getting y'all hooked.
That's not but they're getting people hooked into it. And when the time comes, they're gonna hit that switch. And then it's gonna be a thing of how dependent are you on this? Do you have any skills? Do you actually know what you're doing? Because now you gotta be like, am I gonna pay this or am I gonna try to, you know, it's money split.
Forgive my ignorance with AI. So AI is just an app.
Yeah, no. it's a thinking
It's a thinking computer.
It's a system that lives on a server side that acts as a way for you to kind of do what you need to do. So it's not just one thing.
So
like,
if I
want to
use
app.
AI right now, what do I do?
You go on your app.
You have ChatGPT, don't you?
Yeah. No, I don't even use
You
that.
Don't have Genie?
I don't have ChatGPT.
Well, you could go in your Google.
Gemini is the
So ChatGPT is an app of AI.
I'll tell you exactly how I use ChatGPT. I use ChatGPT. I built out an entire sitcom, movie, book series talking into ChatGPT.
Oh, word. Okay.
Because talking into it, so if I'm driving, I can literally talk to it like, hey, I'm trying to do this. And it's like, oh, that's a great idea. Mine's just British. That's a great idea. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's kind of like having your own writer's room.
But you still got to go in and...
You still have to do a bunch of work.
Yeah.
They're trying to make apps that will write scripts for you. They're trying to do that. I think they're ass still.
When you say write for you, you mean you just talk.
You can prompt in a movie idea. You can be like, hey, I got a movie idea about DC going back home.
You still got to tell them what it is.
Yeah. It'll write out an entire movie.
But it's going to be trash.
It's going to be hot ass.
They'll give you the format.
They'll give you their version the membrane of what they know.
Yeah. That's where you can play genius. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Like, at the end of the day, if you're a creative, you're still going to be a creative.
Yes.
Right.
These computers, these executives, they just can't do what we can do.
But having a tool like ChatGPT is great because
if you use it right.
Yeah, if I'm driving and I'm like, no, I can knock all this stuff out while I'm on the road, while I'm somewhere I can talk it in, and it's going to give me everything in file. I don't have to sit there and type. That helps a lot because then I can just rewrite.
Yeah, I get a lot of my filler stuff done now with that. But the real shit is like,
you still got to put in that work. You got to clock in.
It's just like, all right, I need to write me a scene at a diner, and this guy comes in late. And
but it saved me.
And that's when you just go from there and be like, all right, let me take this out.
Then they'll put the whole diner shit in, but you'll be like, that ain't what would happen.
Yeah.
Nah,
that's ass. Yeah, you got the thing is the rereading and like proofreading is the part that takes the time where you got to actually.
So but you still gonna take time. Because you got this whole movie. Now you gotta read this whole movie.
You can, but you're gonna do it. But you're gonna do it anyways from scratch. Yeah. And instead of doing this for every single word, boom. Now I'm just rewriting is so much easier than writing that whole thing. That's the hardest part.
But at the same time, for me,
rewriting is harder because when you have them write the whole scene out, then you're like, that wasn't quite it. Do I have to have them redo the scene?
You might change some of the action and all that stuff. Yeah.
I think it's just about prompting and curating those scenes. Because it'll ask you, blah, blah, it'll read it back to you. Go like, no, I want to change this. I want to change that. It'll give you another version of that. Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Let's move on.
Because now that I'm a writer, the rewrites I've been doing are coming together.
There you go.
Piecing them together.
Bro, it made everything so much easier. Because that was the thing. I was like, hey, having to do all this by yourself is terrible, especially when someone's not paying you to do it right now. But you got to write the script first.
Yeah,
you got to write it
before you went in with ideas.
Yeah, it's got to get done.
Now they want to see who's in it.
Yeah,
who's like, got to produce it? Who's
this is my idea.
I think that's also the part of it is pushing in a way to make you either you have a leniency on it or it's like a villain that's coming to take what you already do.
Yeah, that's what
I think. That's how they want to push it on you. So it's like, be scared, be afraid. But the thing is, like, people keep saying, like, oh, I'll get a job being a prompter. And it's like, what the fuck is that? Because then eventually, anybody could type in stuff. And the thing is, it's random. It's not like if I type in the exact same thing, it's going to give me the same thing back as somebody else. It's not. It's just going to be slightly similar.
It's
all random because you, as much as you can fine tune things, it can still come out and be like, that ain't what I asked.
Is it possible that it just goes away, AI?
No. It's so helpful with so many things.
It's always been there. It's been a behind the scenes tool, which I feel like that's where it works the best. When you don't have a direct interaction
but
with something.
But they don't want this thing.
You.
They don't want this behind the scenes. But look, they want that money from it.
You can do this also. And I'm just talking about ChatGPT in general, is that it's one of the most useful things that there is because it's not just a writer's app. It's an artificial intelligence. So if you said, hey, I want to look at stock trading, what's the best way to do this? Damn near anything you can Google, right? It's going to give you
GPT.
It's not just going to search.
GPT does that, yeah.
It's not only going to search, it's going to give you a thought back, a process back after everything is learned from the internet. Just happens here.
Wow. It's going to say some things.
What do you pay for ChatGPT?
It's free.
No,
there's a paid version.
Like I said, free now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you. Like,
yeah, people are going to get dependent. Yeah. And they can't function
without it.
It's like how people can't add without calculators.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing that type of shit,
but
which is why I'm not a big fan of everything because I'm like somebody put up even though it's supposed to be funny and it was like I get it with the AI shit but like there's some shit I need y'all to know. I don't want my doctor learning like cheating on tests. If you're I need you to fucking know what you're
hands
doing.
Hands on.
That kid's got banned from Harvard doing that shit.
Hey man, that robot about to be your doctor.
I need you to know what I'm doing.
Has to oversee all of this stuff.
I need somebody that I can blame if it
goes
wrong.
There's
going
to be one fat
and
I can punch in the head. Slurpee.
Right now it's all limited. They made it limited. You can't just go on and be like, give me all the best stocks.
Yeah.
It'd be like, I can't do that.
But if you pay, it's not limited, right?
It's going to give you a strategy.
But the thing is, the information is because it's pulling from everywhere. It doesn't really know what's actually true or false. Right.
It just be saying shit.
It's gonna give
and that's the problem with AI because it has what do they call that shit? It's they have a name for it, which is weird as fuck. But there's a name because it's like AI does this thing where it right. thinks on its own, and then it's like, whoa, where are you going?
Yeah.
Come back, like come back to reality. They do that kind of thing.
It's going
to
give you a strategy thing, and it's going to say, this is what we think. And then you can always go like, okay, this, you can always detail it to get more and more and more and more. You can always keep prompting it. You know what I mean?
You know what?
So all it takes is to be right one time, and you'd be like,
this is why it's going to do well.
Put your material in ChatGPT. And let it write your material out and see how much it fucks it up.
It's gonna be it's gonna be trash.
That's
it, but it will write it all.
So
out.
Comedians, we're good. We're
I think creatives
for now we're safe.
Creatives will always be good, and I think this kind of stuff is really only gonna do well because it's for lazy people.
It's not. Well, here's the thing though. You're gonna be able to do so much more because it's taking away the little stuff. All those little things that take time. You go, Chat, do this. Now I can do the heavy stuff. All the easy lifting is going to be done for you. Somebody you would hire an assistant for, whatever else. You go like, I can save this money here. This can be reallocated to something else. If you're a business person, you're going to be a business person. You can just do more business because you're saving time and money in other things.
Plus, it helps with the creative. Like, I've been watching these videos now. I had a show a while ago about adult babies, but I didn't know how to bring it to life.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm watching, and they have, like, I posted the other day, they had a baby Dave Chappelle.
I've seen all those.
And I'm like, normally, if you came with that idea, you're like, well, how the fuck am I going to get these babies to do all this shit?
Right, right.
Get them in. But with the AI, it made their creative easier to do, which brought it to an AI look.
It's uncanny.
It is.
For now.
But the funny thing is, it's like when they took over the studio, was it Ghibli? When they took over that thing, they basically trained their models to do that. And then it kind of tinted everything to have like this Ghibli look. Like things shift, like whatever is the popular thing, it shifts what everything else ends up looking like. So then there's like this tint in the video, be like, oh yeah, you know. It looks strange. It's
the color is way too good. Yeah, well, I fall uncanny. For every AI model. Sorry.
Damn.
You didn't notice that fifth finger?
Shit look good.
I mean, that sixth finger?
I never made it to the fifth finger.
Bro, it's still new.
It's only going to get better.
It's only going to get less expensive.
I feel like that's the
hope.
The thing is like, the hope is it's going to get better, and that's what they keep telling you.
This
it's
is how
free
tech
now,
goes.
It's going to get better, this and that. The thing is there's a deteriorating factor or a switching factor where it's like, once you see the underlying truth of what the system is and what it depends on and how it works, it's like there's ultimately a fallout here.
Yeah.
And I don't know how far along that may be or what has changed and stuff like that into that kind of stuff. I mean, you get hooked if you want to. That's really the thing of it.
It's gonna, we already know this.
The people, like, I've been reading articles about college students and their reliance on AI and stuff like that. And it's literally like, you're so stupid that you can't even realize your reliance on AI has made you completely,
but Amir, this
you know,
is what
like
happened
a, as a fool.
This is what happened when the internet first came in and people were doing book reports and it said you're not allowed to go search on Google. You're not allowed to search. You had to go into books and look this up yourself and cite it. This was a big thing.
I forgot they were saying that.
This was a big thing when the internet first came.
I mean, I grew up in
that
era too.
Right. So this is what I'm saying, right?
Your old ass know about that era.
I'm like, my son got through high school with AI.
I was one who couldn't Google. When I was in high school, he was like, damn, we can't do this anymore.
I understand Amir being in that era, but you old.
But this is what I'm
saying.
We're
saying like probably at the emergence of.
This was
the beginning of it.
Yeah, we were learning how to go online at school.
Oh, snap.
So then you're like, oh, I can just go look up this stuff. Everybody was putting so much information on at that time.
They were saying you can't do it. No, you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to go.
Right. There's like,
what
book did you get this for?
The internet
we're here.
As a whole, like, that's also, you still had the skill. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You still learn the skill to.
But now I want to need to. I don't need a library ever again in my life.
That's not true.
Unless I need to use the internet.
You don't need chat.
The internet and a library, but it's also, you have to understand which works for what.
My
daughter, like, most
is
of the
never
is,
gonna go to need to go to the library. She's never gonna know the need
I get
the,
it,
do
but
the decimal
the skill
system.
Of understanding what what the library holds and what the internet has, because it's just like, oh, I just have the internet. And then what sources are you getting this from when Google is not even reliable to give you the proper information anymore?
The people who are gonna check you are gonna go to Google to check you. They're gonna get the same information you got. They're not going to go look at books.
So the thing is, when they come up
with a way to catch you, they also come up with a way to further get away.
For sure. It's drug dealing, baby.
Yeah, when Sage was in high school, he was selling papers.
Yeah.
And I just thought he was smart. He was like, nah, it's ChatGPT. Then they found something that could see if your paper's from ChatGPT, but then they dropped an app that keeps that app from discovering your shit.
Now you're shoving drugs up your ass.
I mean, it's the same thing.
You know what I'm saying?
Using the...
to get away.
I forgot what it's called. Like, there's a thing where it's like, you could just see the cliff notes of all of the books and stuff like that. Like, that stuff's been around. But it also, like I say, like, reliance. You get through, right? Because the way
I
it is...
I see your point. I agree with you.
You pass, right? You pass. And then you get out into the real world. You have no skill.
Yes, you do. You have management skills. Because you still, even with going through the ChatGPT, you have to know what to put in to get out of it. So you
still have to know how to use it.
So as a manager,
but
you
that's
have
your skill
know.
Is you. I learned to use ChatGPT.
That's all managers do is they know.
But how do they become managers? Like I'm with them. I like a best of both worlds type thing. I don't believe in. Some people be like, we're gonna do all this, and some people be like, I'm keeping it old school, and I'm like, my era because I feel like we have a lot of balance.
Yeah,
we came up looking in encyclopedias and know how to do that, but also know how to use this new shit,
bro.
So I'm like, I like being able to
30 years
from now. If there's a big power outage. I can fucking do some math in my head. I can do, you know what I mean? Like, being
30 years
being
from now,
solely reliant on one thing is not good.
There's going to be a new baseline.
30 years from now, they're going to be telling you that what you lived through 20 years ago didn't exist because we can't pull it up through AI.
We go in 10 years.
Which is great. It's not going to matter.
That
it's
does
not
matter.
Gonna matter.
History matters.
I think that matters, like, bro.
No,
history
I agree.
Definitely
I
matters.
Agree.
Yeah.
Matters.
History you have definitely
wait,
matters.
Wait. But a lot of history that we've learned was already erased and changed around.
How many
so
times?
It's going to keep happening.
They be discovering.
But that's what I'm
saying.
Some of the
real stuff wasn't in books. Niggas wasn't reading them.
And now they're not going to be reading it at all.
Some of it wasn't even in books.
You only know the shit that the winners wrote, bro.
Yeah.
You only know the shit that the winners wrote.
And the winners,
that's it. Whoever wins gets to rewrite history. That's it. That's all we know.
But like I just,
yeah, we got a false sense of what history is. That's been going on since the beginning of the time.
But I'm with you. I like the balance. I don't never want to rely on nothing that much because, like I said, power can go out anytime. You know, internet can go out anytime. Like
you're not going to be doing math. You're going to be hunting.
But I'm just saying you should know how to do things.
I know.
Like it's not knowing how to do things is ridiculous.
Prime example, Craig. Hunting is a prime example of not needing to know shit. Not needing to know shit. I don't need to know how to catch
bad
a fish.
In the world, whatever. I know how
I don't need how to grow a fucking plant. I don't need to know how
I can grow a plant.
I can grow a plant. I know how to grow a plant.
Knowing how and needing to is what I'm saying.
I need to get a little garden going.
No, going and getting the manure and the seeds from the store is way
you don't need to know how to do any of this shit no more.
But
and somebody was like,
that,
I still got
to
grow
people
my
that do
own
that
shit.
Right.
Somebody still does it. You're just not doing it.
Sure. Somebody does it.
There's always
a big-ass farm factory.
Yeah.
It's a whole industry now.
Yeah, but they're still farmers.
There's always been a community that would know how to do it.
Wait, they're still farmers, but now they've changed.
If ice keep coming taking everybody, it's going to be us farming.
They're going to be taking us too.
It's not going to happen. It will not happen. It will fall
apart. Just going to be in a whole new world, a whole new industry. And it's coming. This is exactly what they did with the internet. Exactly all this shit. This is the exact same conversation that happened 30 years ago.
Man,
everything's supposed to
be
the biggest thing since the internet. And I ain't seen it.
It's happening right. The AI is the biggest thing since the internet.
Give it, like I said, I had this conversation.
Wait, how long has
my
AI been out?
And my concern isn't the AI.
It's
my
concern.
Been out for a long
time. How long has it been like? Since
like
for
this,
the general
2022 is when it had the pop off, and they were like, we have billions of users, and they do. Like ChatGPT
came out in 2020, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay. But it didn't pop until 2022.
The kids were using it.
A lot of stuff's don't go over. I mean, what were those glasses that you had me try on at your house? Remember?
The Oculus?
Oh, VR?
Yeah, VR. Yeah. They're not really cracking no more.
They started a whole meta,
and they're getting better.
Oh, for real?
The Oculus stuff is
Craig was all in.
There's a niche for that.
I won an award. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come on, bro.
Craig was all in on the Oculus.
I had a whole show.
You did
on Metaverse. Come on,
it is.
I won an award for it.
Yeah,
it is.
What happened from that?
We only did one season.
That's what Brody did.
He wanted more money.
Yeah,
and things changed. They're like, we will have a future in the future.
Yeah, my thing isn't the technology. I've never been a fear of technology.
Check coming. You got to just see it, right?
I don't fear it. It's more about like understanding what it actually is. There's a nuance.
Well, my only concern though isn't that stuff. It's the excitement, like Chaz has. My concern is people.
It's an understanding that I have.
Check will be.
Because my thing is this. It goes like, no, we got to keep things like this. Like, that's not what happens in history. That's not what happens. Here's what's happening. All this shit is changing, and it's gonna go fast. Technology changes fast. Cars were really slow, only went how far before. Flight only went how far before.
But
right?
Also, look how much time that stuff takes.
It doesn't take this much. Look how fast internet has grown in 30 years, dude. Well,
30 years is a long time, though.
Wait, but it was.
You're saying 30 years like it was two weeks.
It was happening before.
30 years is a long time. 30 years is a long time, bro. Yeah.
But check this out. It's always like that. Is this right? Look, it's a boom.
Right.
And then it curves out, right?
That's what I'm saying. We're at the boom.
We're still, not even at the boom.
that's true.
We're still getting there, but
and it's crazy
so
already.
It's like the plateau
it.
Is. I'm telling y'all, it's coming there because there is a limit to how fast they can actually do these things, and the expectations are too high for what it potentially could be. And then when it plateaus, everybody's like, "Oh well, we
I
already
think
experienced
it." And it doesn't have to be like a certain amount of test years.
Yes, that and
you're in the test years.
We're forgetting where we live too. We live in America. Right. You know that government. Gonna be like, hold on.
No, have you seen what China?
FCC.
I've seen what China can do, but we're not China. And that's
we're
the
not
thing. China.
Wait. But once China. Something becomes. We're not China. No, not. And it's not in the sense
some
of this.
Some
they're better than us.
They are better than us. China is killing in robotics.
Those guys are good.
China is killing. But what I'm saying is technology availability is crazy over there already.
Yeah.
It's well beyond what's happening here.
Right.
So it's not like the stuff is.
I seen a flying car over there, like, legit working.
No, didn't you see the whole parking lot they have? There's nothing. It's all dog. They're all that shit is going to be here.
They got the
it's all coming.
Abu Dhabi.
It's all coming.
They're not gonna let that shit come over here.
Yes, they are.
When,
yes, they
how
are.
How long do you think
these
we're
billionaires are
gonna
make a bunch of money?
They're
off
gonna
of
see
it.
How we could capitalize off.
Yeah,
this.
They gotta
it's
make
all
a deal
about the dollar.
But
because they could have brought China over to do it. Because, like I said, they have the flying cars in Abu Dhabi. They have them in China. They have the Skyrail.
Money.
But we trying
money,
to see
money,
how
money.
We can maximize on it.
That's what I'm saying. That's why stuff takes a while and.
But it's
and
not the
like thing. It's like,
but it's there.
Yeah, but the stuff has been, you know, the internet technically was here a long time before we actually everybody got it. Before, you know, like that's what I'm saying. It's
yeah,
not.
I agree with Keon. It's going to take a
the
while.
Way. I guess how your tone comes off is like, nigga, we got 2 weeks. Like we got, like you know what I mean. Like it's like it's a long time, bro.
Why,
like it's a long
like
time.
Got 2 weeks?
Because like how you're saying is like it's we're here and it's gonna. And it's like
you're watching like, it. You're watching it happen.
I know, but it's been happening slowly
is,
over time for like a long time.
This voice code. No, I get. What
I
you're
didn't say
saying.
Any of it.
It's just those little movements.
It's the excitement. That's what I'm saying.
I understand.
Your excitement coming through, bro, is very high. Your excitement is very high.
It's cool.
I'm just adding words. I didn't know that.
When you do that, hand upside down.
Your hand. You're just emotional,
it's just,
bro. Like
it's just the excitement that makes it all like Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
like, it's just a lot.
I agree with you, Jay.
It makes me itch.
It is happening now.
I got scared
but now,
at one point.
Like Craig's thing is like Chappie is very helpful.
Yeah.
And Chaz is more like I can do this, and then I can also get my dick sucked while I'm making a sandwich. And then it's like, well,
and
what,
you will be able to in 30 years. It's gonna be crazy.
Have you seen somebody
take over the world?
Have you seen somebody
dog? It's exactly Pinky and Brain.
It's exactly what happened.
That's what you're.
That's exactly what's happening.
And he wants it. That's the thing. It's like,
nah,
it's not that it's happening.
AI.
He wants
like,
it.
You're vibe. No, I'm AI, not saying you do.
No.
I'm saying the vibe is.
You're watching the
here's
new
the thing,
age.
Right? That's there. And you're like, and I can't wait for this fucking thing. That's how the vibe is. I'm not saying that's what you mean.
What I'm saying is, this is it's great and terrible. The way the internet affects everything is the way AI is going to affect everything. It's going
to
be in every single thing that you do. AI is going
to
be in every
single
thing
that you
do. You try to calm his tone down? No, I'm just saying.
He turned his hands from this to this.
I don't know what you niggas want from me, man. What you niggas want from me, man?
What do y'all want from me?
What y'all niggas want from me?
Like, no, because we're not, nothing you're saying is wrong.
I agree with
the excitement. Yeah. The excitement comes off as like, take, like, until DC said I couldn't put my finger on it. It is take, like, nigga, here we are. Like,
we're here.
Humans are done. You know what I mean? Like, that's the, it's like, that's what comes off.
There's an environmental acceleration problem that's going on.
Chaz got his hand on the button.
I can't wait. An environmental what?
Acceleration that's going on with AI. Too many servers and shit. It's fucking up neighborhoods.
I hate this place.
Man, I'm looking for my AI wife right now.
Oh, she's coming. You gonna fuck her over too?
Like,
she gonna tell you to cheat. You cheating too?
I'll be like, hey, next
once once they get sentient and shit. Nah, nigga, you fucked up.
Nah,
yeah.
What are those things?
That movie we watched was a remember she was an
Megan?
AI girl.
No, what are those little bombs?
The other one
cut off all the electricity
on,
in the area.
Olivia
the
Dunn,
little bomb
explosion the one it was inherited
cut off all the
yeah, she was
the AI
he was hitting that first it was good in the shower and then
try to turn her off. Yeah,
not an MRE, but one of those little bombs that they have that cut off all the electricity in there.
An EMP.
I'm going to keep an EMP at the crib. We good.
It didn't work for the in the movie.
They got man.
She came back. She transferred her data to somebody else. She was back, baby.
That's somebody else's problem.
She said,
"What was that movie called?"
Megan.
No, not Megan.
No, it's the one with Olivia Dunn.
Oh, they did that too.
The one, Megan. The girl from The Heretic. She was an AI dude, and it's with the same.
He had
dude.
Her helping because his wife was sick or something.
That's the one with Megan cheating. Fox.
No, we must be talking about
Megan Fox
one.
Did one too.
Megan Fox, that's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, I'm talking about the one with what's
when
your
she
name,
slept
son?
With him in the bathroom. Was like, yeah. Well, I was like, yeah, that's my AI wife.
Yeah, and then she went crazy.
Set 7 p.m.
I'm terrified about animation in the movie industry. That animation, animators, I feel like about to get fucked the worst. That's where I go, like, you're about to lose an entire, you know, industry.
They better do, I mean, the way these live action things look are fucking terrible. I can't imagine them being like.
They look like shit. I don't like
AI
them.
Stuff. That's why somebody showed a video of.
That one Google one looked real good.
That like I said, the examples they show off always look good. Yeah. And then you try to use it and be like, man, what the demos are always gonna look the best. That's like when you used to do video game conferences and shit, and then the trailer would be like, man, that looks
shit,
amazing.
It's like food commercials. You like that burger looks delicious.
Like,
your shit be
this
sloppy.
Is nothing to like what it is.
It's like, I just watched this movie called Mountain Head.
Companion. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, that was good.
That's the movie I was talking about, Companion, Keon.
Mountain Head is discussing this exact thing. It's a movie with, what's the dude from The Office, the original one? Not Nick, not Gervais, the other one.
Michael?
Yeah.
No, Michael Scott. No, what's his name?
His character's name. Well, he's in this movie, Steve and Carell. It's about a group of like five guys that are like super billionaires that run the world. One of them started AI. And he's letting it run up. It's releasing like fake speeches from presidents and stuff, and wars is happening in the cities. And he's letting it run up. And his friend has the other program that lets you know what's AI and what's not. And he's not releasing it because he's letting all this disaster happen. Yeah, we're in for some shit.
It's coming.
So propaganda's already had a problem. I mean, if you go on Facebook for 2 seconds, you'll see that people just believe anything mm-hmm. that's thrown up because AI, big font, there you go.
I didn't know
that.
Like,
oh, this was happening.
AI influencers. There's mm-hmm. social media influencers that are strictly AI.
If you scroll that's on crazy. Instagram, they'll give you
with their own profile.
They have videos.
They give you
and
like
stuff
a chat bot. They'd be like, you want to chat with a YN? It's like, what the fuck am I looking at? Like, it's crazy. I'm not even joking.
I don't want my help boys here
with a YN.
They were literally, they recommended it. They probably got backlash, so I don't see them as much. But it used to be like five things on there.
That's
like a
wild.
Rapper, and it'd be like a model.
Oh, and the chat GPT?
No, on Instagram.
Oh.
Instagram has like a, because they have an AI thing on there too. So that, you know, Facebook, Meta, whatever, they have a chat bot. And you could be like these chat bots with these fake accounts or whatever.
That's ridiculous.
I was in love with this one girl that I found out.
You
want to
chat with a YN?
It literally be like something. It was like, I don't know who.
That's crazy.
Green lit this. It's crazy.
Oh, man. Get on board, niggas. Come join me.
I enjoy it. I'm learning how to use it. I'm actually about to take a class to learn how to do the AI videos. Because I'm like, with me writing, and if I know how to do these AI videos.
You're dead on about the trailers and doing your own sizzles? Hell yeah.
No, I'm a big fan of using technology for doing so. I mean, that's what we do, you know what I mean?
But I have inserted somebody's stand-up into it. It was like, write a stand-up routine using. And I put in their actual shit. And read what came back. It was like, oh, we good. Humans is good.
There's no way they can capture AI can capture like the what comedians
how you feel
do. Yeah,
how
you
in
feel,
the situation
man. Right and at when to tell a joke, where to put the joke. Oh, it's just too much that they can't capture.
The executives will tell you your guys are in denial.
Yeah.
Well, it can catch nuance. It can catch that whole opposite thing of like, these jokes are real. It can catch that stuff.
Have
but it's not going to catch a day-to-day.
It's a,
have you ever
done conversation, so passionate.
The conversation we had earlier about dealing with the spouses and the children. You can't catch all
you're
that.
You're not catching that emotion.
Have you ever typed in, write this scene like Adam Sandler?
No.
And it will give you a version, but you're like, Adam will kick y'all in y'all fucking back if he ever seen this shit come up as his jokes.
Yeah, creatives. I mean, creatives are always going to be.
I think we're okay.
Fine, because they create.
I tried in many ways. That's what they do. I did Ben Stiller. I did Adam Sandler. And I looked at it as like, oh, shit, what? Y'all took one thought he had and wrote a whole scene off it.
Hey, man, you'll start using chat and just be like, all right,
that's what the this is. If this law could stop them, if this law gets passed, then you'll probably see a downward turn on AI as far as, like, copyright protections. They want to be
What's the law called again?
It's not a thing that's in effect. They're trying to keep them from having unlimited access to anything that's ever been copyrighted.
Oh, okay.
Like, just any of your stuff that's ever out there, AI will just have access to it. They want unauthorized access to use it. That's what Sam Altman, the OpenAI CEO, he's pushing for that. He wants that. He wants it to be so whatever's out there,
How rich is this guy?
Oh, he's billion. He's already up billions.
A lot of musicians are in trouble because with them signing these 360 deals, they're signing over their likes, their likeness, and the rights to everything about them.
Mm. This dude's like Elon Musk rich? No.
Not that rich, but he's up there, though. He's already tech billionaire. Like, he's good.
He's in Silicon Valley? Or
yeah. That's where most of the stuff starts.
He can quit tomorrow, he doesn't want to.
That's crazy. I was out there in San Jose, and I was it's a Tesla every car.
Bro,
like,
the Bay is,
it's nuts.
Wait, what is your out price? Do you guys have an out price?
What do you mean?
Like, if I make this much, I'm out.
No, because of what I do. I love telling jokes.
Yeah, I love stand-up.
You can do it for free.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't be worried about the money.
Now you're just talking foolish.
I'm still going to get paid.
Don't let that bitch that much.
Now you're just getting beside yourself.
I want my money. But when I get enough, it won't be a desperation anymore, I guess. Yeah. I'll just be like, hey, guys, I'm going to come.
And
I'm going to do one show, and then.
They want you want money?
Yeah.
Yeah. at a certain amount of money, I think you could make. That you could say things that are relatable to other people. After you've been a billionaire for so many years, it's hard, I think, to go out and talk about if you talk about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you're funny and you can create, you're still going to have relationship problems. You're still going to have parenting problems. You're still going to have,
though.
Just think about old boy.
Women ain't changed. I don't care how much money you have. They still get on your goddamn nerves.
He still keeps us funny. Chappelle. He's rich as hell. Doesn't have to do it. Owns half of Yellow Springs, damn near. And still
nobody
keeps
knows what Yellow Springs is.
You're right. What I'm saying.
Own half a garage.
Right, but I'm just saying, if you keep doing it, it's what you look.
You stay sharp.
But
he's
even retired.
Yeah, right.
He said he was.
Nigga, we doing a show with this nigga in a couple weeks.
Matter of fact, he's doing JFL and something else recently. That nigga ain't retiring, bro.
And he got his comedy club.
Because he loves stand-up. Yeah, he loves stand-up.
He got his comic club bringing people there.
He ain't retired, bro. When you enjoy it, you going to do it. And as far as relatability, relationships ain't going to change. I don't care how much money you got. Parenting ain't going to change. Eddie stopped to do movies, and he can't come back now.
Yeah, he can't. Because
he can't recapture what he used to do. Yeah, he's hilarious in movies, but he ain't.
Stand up funny.
His expectations of what he would do, he would not live up to.
Right. The language of stand up changes over time.
You can't
take a
break.
If you stop speaking the language, you
just have to go work for a bit somewhere else, though.
He can. He's Eddie Murphy. Yeah.
He's got to go work out.
That's another thing. There's nowhere for him to work out.
Yeah.
That seems like
he ain't.
Sure.
But Eddie, Kev is.
Fall out of it.
He stayed in.
And you get too big, then you can't even go back into it because you're too big.
You don't know what you're doing anymore.
It might be years before Kev come back up to the comedy clubs or even get on stage.
I've just seen Kev at Taco Sundays.
Because he's about to do something.
Yeah, Kev don't sit years.
He don't sit years.
Yeah, he don't sit years.
When was the last time he dropped a special?
He's touring right now. He might not drop a special, but he stays touring.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
You can't take that break. You know who takes a break because when they come back, you'd be like, ugh. Maybe it's not good.
They don't know the language anymore.
Yeah, it's not
like
good.
The swag on there.
They be coming back too fast. You gotta.
Well, they usually come back with a special ready. Sometimes
I'm taking 2 weeks off of stand up. Like, I would like to have. And then when I come back, I feel like a baby deer. My legs.
When Kev called us to do Keep Your Distance, I was up there like.
Kev on stage?
Yeah, that shit.
It was right after COVID.
Oh, my
COVID.
God. And the people are like, we couldn't tell. I was like, nigga, we were terrible.
I felt off as hell.
I felt weird as hell.
Is that the one with the
I was practicing at home. Like, what am I gonna say?
Y'all did like the first show too.
I did the very first one.
He did the very first one.
And I was
I think
like,
you were like second?
I was like second or third.
It was me. The first one was me, Tony, Kev.
Was Sydney on that one?
Nah. I don't even think Sydney did keep your distance.
He did.
He did it later.
Okay.
Wasn't there like an off-screen roast session going on or something when he was up there?
No, I just remember Keon and him the first one was me, Tony,
Kev.
Was
Tahir on that one?
Tahir might have been on the very
first
one.
I was at home like they tried.
The first one was Tony, Keon.
Who was on that?
Was it Angel? Was Angel on yours?
Angel, I think, was on it.
Must have been Angel. I remember I just felt hope. I was like,
you felt hope. When he called me, he was like, hey, man, I'm going to do this outdoor comedy show. It pays. I didn't even finish.
Some money.
I didn't care what he asked. Yeah. You want to do those? I'll juggle. You want me to juggle? I didn't care. But now I remember being up there being like, I feel weird.
Yeah.
It's not right. Like, I don't feel. If you look at my set, that first one versus the third one I did for him, it's not even close because I was back in my rhythm.
Yeah.
But that first one is just like, ugh. What is it? We trying to talk about what's been happening over 2020, but we don't have the rhythm to do it. Yeah. And so it was just weird. It was just hella weird.
I saw everybody do I hate my kid jokes.
That was a theme.
Like riot jokes.
We got to do them.
Zoom, a lot of protests.
Zoom call jokes.
Yeah, and protest all jokes.
That. I couldn't believe they had y'all on Zoom. That just don't make
Zoom
sense.
Zoom was, I said.
I did too, and I couldn't
at
do
one
it.
Point, I said, you know what? I went and got my guard card.
You just gotta sit there and wait for them to, like,
they security, I swear. I said, I went and got my guard. I got my guard card. Yeah. So I went and got my security guard card. So I'm not doing no guy more
I
guy.
Did too.
If this is what comedy's coming to, yeah. I said, I'm done.
I did too.
I'm not doing this.
And the only reason why I didn't do that was because at that time, my YouTube started popping. So YouTube was paying all my bills for all of COVID.
Yeah.
Like, my social media jumped during COVID. I had nothing on social media.
Yeah.
Nothing.
That's when you did the All-Stars.
Yeah, I did. I started doing that. But, like, my YouTube had 1,000 subscribers. I jumped, like, 40,000 during that time. Like, and it was, like, immediate. Same with my Instagram and TikTok. It all happened in a couple of weeks because everybody was on their phones and just watching.
How many subscribers you got to have monetized on YouTube?
I think it's 1,000.
Yeah.
It's like 1,000, then it's, like, a certain amount of watch hours.
Oh, so, and how I got the watch hours was me and Tony was doing the daddy issues. That's how I got the watch hours.
Oh, you gotta show me because I got like 5,000. I just wanna.
Oh, yeah, you can monetize. Yeah, get your money.
Get my money.
I'm telling you, dog, you just, all you gotta do is sit there and eat fucking fruit, nigga, and you'll make a bunch of money.
That's what I'm about to start doing.
You sit there and be like, this is a parasipal from the northern crates of Africa. Mm-hmm. And then you sit there and you go, all that good shit.
And people will watch.
Please don't do
mindless TV.
Shark bite!
Hang up on you every time you call
BDC.
What the hell is that? What the hell is that?
You never seen the big buff dude that be walking?
Oh, I scroll past. It annoys me.
Shark boy. That's very
As soon as I see him, I just
the nigga with the fanny pack.
He kind of toned down. Yeah.
Big
gorilla. Big groove.
Big groove. He was grooving gorilla before.
The one that looks like Paige Kennedy.
Yeah, he kind of
scroll.
He kind of tapered. I don't see him that much no more.
I remember Drewski was like, "You too loose in the hips."
He's like,
"So loose."
Where you gonna be? We gonna get up out of here. At Craig Wayne's on everything.
Craig Wayne's. Yo, Coral Springs, the center. Coral Springs Center for the Arts. Coral Springs,
where
Florida.
Where is this?
In Florida.
And then that's June 20th.
It's by Petersburg.
It's June 20th. And then June 21st. Through June the 22nd, Tampa, Florida, Funny Bone.
Oh, okay, normal. Okay. All right, normal.
Okay.
After that, June 27th, Portsmouth.
What?
That's Virginia?
No, that's New Hampshire.
Oh, they got
Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Portsmouth,
the Music Hall.
You never heard
June
of
27th.
DC
is gonna be so cultured after this run.
DC gonna know everything. Place.
I've been to so many places, bro. Yeah. Portsmouth.
Oh, yeah, you guys have that great, wonderful beer.
Yeah, I've been to all places. One of the most random facts.
You got to have racked up the
Vermont
Delta miles
is known for maple syrup.
Oh, DC, oh, yeah. You got to be a Delta millionaire by now.
You say what?
You got to have Delta miles. Like, you get free flights for sure.
I'm cracking. Delta?
Oh,
Diamond,
Delta.
Baby.
They
respect
me.
I'll be like, come with me, baby.
Let's go ahead by the Starbucks. He's like, no, come on, baby.
Racking the miles up, B. I just flew my whole, well, we haven't done it yet, but we're going to Jamaica for my mom's birthday.
Uh-huh.
I bought all our tickets for $16. Because I had miles.
I did him. We did it Hawaii.
Oh, he put up. Me on game. I used to use my miles. He's like, I don't use your miles. Keep those.
You keep those. You know,
like,
rainy
wait,
day.
These free tickets. Yeah. He's like, nah, watch these free amenities.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you want amenities. And so when we had to buy the tickets, I got my whole family for $16.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you came up good.
Yeah. Oh, nigga, did it. I was like, $16.
Y'all want to go again? He's like, hold on. Let's do it.
Because at first I was like, nah, I want to stack them. But then I'm like, what am I stacking them for? For shit like this. This
is what?
Not even that high.
Okay.
I didn't even get up. I didn't even hit the hundreds.
I'm trying to get to a million. Once I get to a million, I'll start breaking them off.
I mean, I remember
you in the hundreds, yeah.
You was like, oh,
but you was getting them different airlines. Remember, I said you got to stick to one.
Yeah, stick to one.
Well,
with Brody, you don't have no choice. Yeah,
I got it.
Only one he won't go on is United.
Yeah.
Where you at?
I can be bought United.
Yeah.
I'm flying at a certain airline, June 27th, June 28th. I'm at Riddles in Chicago. So pull up with me on Shantae Wayne's.
Hey.
I yesterday didn't find this club in September. Pittsburgh. September, Pittsburgh. I'm with Shantae Wayne's. I'm sure you can Google. I can't wait to go to Pittsburgh. I'm excited.
The bird.
This is June.
I'm sending my little
Lacroix Chaz. My bad. My bad. Lacroix Chaz. You can always catch us there. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, my bad, Craig. What'd you say?
No, I was just saying I'm going to send my little brosis over.
Brosis?
Oh, in Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh, yeah.
The hell's a brosis?
My trans sis.
Oh, brosis. That's not like a disease. That's an abrosis.
You got fibrosis? That's hilarious. Abrosis.
Brosis. Hilarious. That's it. That's the show.
No, I didn't do mine.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead, Keon.
Keon, he going to be with my brosis.
No, I'm not. I'm in June. June, I'm off whatever. August, just look for August. Go to my website, keonpoli.com. And I'm still trying to get that thing fixed. Some guy was trying to show me how to do it, but I think I did it wrong. Where my website pops up. KeonPoli.com for everything. My link tree has everything. Wildly inappropriate. If you want a good conversation that gets us in trouble, pull up on that, please.
I'm going to repost that comment.
They are really, they're good episodes. They're really good episodes, especially because Gary is so obscure. So we always, it has a very Carmichael Show type where we're pulling from every angle. Well, what if this? What if this? What if this? And that's it. Yeah, KeonPoli.com, wildly inappropriate, and my link tree for all my dates. And I'm coming to a city near you. And that's it.
Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month.
That's it.
AI is the future.
That wasn't Chaz. That was an AI Chaz.